Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, Paul wrote, "I have fought the good fight." The word for today is the final in our series, When You're Under Attack. Here are three more things to keep in mind when you're under attack. Number one, you're not unique. In 1 Peter 5 and verse 9, in a letter to persecuted believers, the Apostle Peter said, "Be strong in your faith. Remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering that you are." We're all on the same battlefield, but the devil would love to convince you that you're the only person who's ever experienced anything like this. That's so you'll feel like a failure and cut yourself off from the strength and support that comes from fellowship with other believers. Be wise. Don't let him do that to you. Number two, remove any hindrances. The Apostle John writes in 1 John 3, verse 21, "Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God." We all sin. The mistake lies in trying to cover it up, because whoever conceals their sins does not prosper. That's Proverbs 28:13. If you're constantly struggling and being defeated, ask God to show you where the trouble spot is. Draw on His grace and deal with it. Number three, don't quit. Anybody can begin a marathon, but it takes a champion to finish it. The Apostle Paul writes, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Every one of us experiences adversity, but it's those who stay strong to the finish who get the reward. So pace yourself and be determined to go the distance. Study the lives of people like David, Esther, Deborah, and Paul. Remind yourself that their God is your God, and He's promised to bring you through victoriously. When You're Under Attack, Part 6. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.